calling Doris and Jane, the Keithes themselves. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm in love with you and I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is interesting that I've been in dialogues with more than one person on the Matthew 5:24 about reconciliation. So others seem to recognize that what that command means, except for Jim Cross, Render Cains, and Chris Bitterman, which is very unfortunate. I've mentioned that I've interacted with people on Young Earth Creation, which again, I can do now, which I couldn't in years past. And this is why I tried to encourage Walter yesterday on that. Obviously, that encouragement is not only meant for Walter, but for my entire family. And it's also interesting that I'm engaging on somebody on the homosexual question right now. And, you know, I mean, these are not light things. I am, to my joy, I'm getting into more serious dialogue with people. And obviously this particular person seems to be coming, well, directly coming from the perspective that homosexuality may not be a sin. And, you know, the issue is that I can argue that, well, yes, it is. We are on the, when I interact with Jack, I keep pointing to the 1 Corinthians 6:11, the "and such were some of you," which is the passage I cling to, because verses 9 and 10 are very specific when it talks about homosexuality, because it is talking about the dominant male and the more effeminate male. Apparently the Greek is very, very clear. This is blatant, as well as I pointed to Jude 1, verse 7. Same thing. It's blatant. It's interesting to me. I remember discussing with Render Cains when we brought up the word porneia, where we get fornication. And, you know, he talked about how it's kind of mysterious what it means. No, it's clear. It's really clear. You know, the adultery is specifically someone having intercourse with another person's spouse, porneia is the more all-encompassing word. It's any sexual sin. It's abundantly clear, and he's got a doctorate. You know, it's weak. It's really, really weak that people run into this. And I'm just a guy who studies this. And I can find this really easy now if you want to look for it. If you want to write it off saying, say no, well, then yeah, you can find people who will do that. But the whole point of being able to point out that homosexuality is a sin is in verses 9 and 10 in 1 Corinthians 6 is because of verse 11. And that's why you have to be clear. And that's why I'm engaging in these people. The whole purpose of pointing out that reconciliation is a command of God. Why? Because this bygones be bygones is Islam. It's not Christianity. And I want to get that across to my family. I love my family. They're being denied to me. I love my family. And I very much miss my wife. You remember the guy that you married who was just overly involved in pro-life activity? The only difference between then and now is I have a sharper sword. Dorothy Jane, I love you.